Rusty Quill presents.
Special thanks to JG. It's time to lay down the law, and also concrete, because law is not a load-bearing concept.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Play it again, Imogen.
I'd say that playing this for the 84th time in a row constitutes an unhealthy obsession. But then again, yum.
Hey, Mike, you want to see this one? It's on? Oh, radical. All right, thanks, man. My fellow Galactonians, when we announced that we would make this the chillest year in the history of our glorious nation, people told us that we were whack. No, please, chill. Chill, folks, chill. It's okay. They were skeptical, and rightly so. We all remember the great bummer of 57, and that time we nearly ran out of ice cream. But we had a vision. A vision of free buffets, a vision of having four Saturdays in every week, and a vision of chairs that recline all the way flat. When I took over from my father, the old Duke, may his soul abide in the chillest of vibes, I knew that our nation was in trouble. We were uptight. Yes, yes, I think we can admit that now. And I realized that mere constitutional reforms, public works, and charitable initiatives were only small parts of the puzzle. But nothing ties a people together more than being rad, being sweet, and above all else, being really super chill. And so, it is with great honor that I announce that our coolest scientists have determined that this year has been the most chillaxed ever. There are so many people to thank. Our relaxologist, our good vibes wardens, all the animals that we trained to come nap with us. Obviously, that asteroid full of diamonds we found has been a real help too. But most of all, I want to thank you, my chillest of citizens, for really bringing it this year. And so, for the glory of Galactonia, and for the great vision that guides us, join me in saying, be cool, come on, nice, and above all else, no bummers!
Ah, to be in your arms. If only, just for one day, just for an hour, a minute. Even to be brushed by those biceps for a single second.
David, it's awfully sort of like soft focus in here. What have you been doing? I bet it's something weird. You've done something weird.
No.
Nothing weird here.
What have you been doing? Because that screen... I haven't seen that screen before. What's going on? What have you done with your Imogen? Have you looked up something weird?
No, it's not weird.
But what is it? What have you done? What have you been doing?
Bathin.
Oh, what, you've been looking up pictures of Bathin again? Old topless Bathin. Mm-hmm. Ever since Imogen took away that search block, every screen, everywhere I go, topless Bathin. I don't want to see that. I don't need that.
Nice movie. Film.
That's not allowed. Still images is one thing. What are you saying? What have you seen?
Imogen did it.
You've been watching restricted, intercepted communiques from Galactonium, haven't you? Haven't you? Tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. You're lost. I tried to mold you my own image, and all you want to be is in Bathin's strong, wide, gripping arms, held close, held safe, held tight, and that's awful, and nobody wants that, just to not think for a moment, just to be held, squeezed, the pressure, not too tight, but just a nice, firm... Hang on a minute, what's that door?
What?
But the door, that big, evil, ominous, red, glowing, smoke-filled door, it's about 2 feet away from you, David.
Oh, that door.
David, this is it. This is the promotion. To business warfare. Look at this doorway. It's so ominous, so full of smoke. That's a door to war.
Chest.
You mean to say, David, that this door has been open and smoking and glowing all day, because our promotion will have come through at the open of business quite a number of hours ago, David, and you've just faced the other way and looked at Bathin's chest for that entire time on a loop?
Oh, I don't know.
I think you do know, David.
Yeah.
I think you do. Right, come on. Come on, get off of your chair. Close that window. I'm closing the windows, David. I'm closing the area. Now, we have a place to be. The most important place to be for an individual, which is to say, higher on the hierarchy.
Oh, actually, this is... yes, bigger office, better office, bigger screens, better screens. Come on, Trexel, let's go.
Yes, right, fine, towards Bathin's HD nipples.
A rallying call we can all get behind.
Right, here we go. very smoky.
Right, okay. Oh.
You'd think they'd put more lights in here.
Where are we? Is that a spiral? Is that a slide? Is that a...
Oh, no.
Oh,
it's fun, but scary. That's novel. Normally it's flushing, but now an executive slide. This is the big time, David. We've made it now. No more flushes for us. Only frictionless slides.
Only big important people get to go on the slide, so you know you've really made it.
Given our bums an executive polish.
Oh, hang on. Turn around. You've got that executive polish. Look at mine.
Oh, that's disturbingly shiny.
Yes. Well, I've got a lot of chemicals on my clothes. Don't ask me where. I don't know the answer.
Right.
Now, David, see? See the fruits of our labours? Look at this. A matte black room with a giant circular table where everything's harshly lit and also uplit as well for extra evil.
This is... okay. I hope they have a bed.
A bed? No, there's no time for sleeping. This is war, David.
Maybe
this
the table sort of just splits apart or, you maybe hang on. It's just gonna...
it's not a pull-out conference table.
No, I found some buttons. Give me a sec. Right. What about, start.
Okay, Trexel. That's a bit frightening.
Trexel, is this normal?
I don't know, David. I've literally never been here in my entire life. I tried to break in here once, but they wouldn't let me. I threatened to cut off my face.
Trexel, why is that hatch honking?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like the honking hatch. Maybe it's full of an evil galactic goose. I never told you this, David, but I have an intense fear of geese. Oh, space geese, leave my sandwiches alone.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to business warfare. My apologies for the appearance. I know that this is not quite what you were expecting there, but I'm just so busy. I couldn't make it down in person. Terribly sorry, but let's get right down to it, shall we?
No, sorry. Stop.
Is there a problem?
You're a speaker on a stick.
Well, yeah. I just used whatever was handy, honestly. I couldn't make it down there myself, so...
We have the TV screens. Like, there's a big one over on the wall there. It's huge.
It's like every wall is a screen,
oh,
and you've
sure.
turned up as a speaker with wheels.
Well, I wasn't going to waste the entrance.
You have to admire the dramaturgy.
It's a good entrance.
If I couldn't use it for myself personally, I at least wanted something to roll into the room.
I mean, I can respect the logic there, but I have a follow-up question. Who the board are you?
Ah, yes, of course. I am head of ballistics, Actorax, pleased to meet you. We really do need to get moving along, though. Sorry,
you're head of ballistics.
That's correct.
I thought Gertron was head of ballistics.
No,
massive
no,
man.
No,
20
no.
foot high, fists like hams, shouts everything.
No, we haven't seen him in quite some time now. It's okay, the board has pulled me to fill his spot. I'm not sure what happened. I don't ask questions. I don't know why I would. But that's where I find myself now, so, yeah.
What were you doing before this? Before head of ballistics, what was your job?
Well, I was working in ballistics, just not as the head. I was effectively doing what you do. I was taking, information in from certain informants, making sort of strategic recommendations, and then the previous head, or really heads of ballistics, were the ones to make the final decisions, and now that's me.
Right, well, I mean, I guess that kind of makes sense, because we get promoted, Trexel, so she gets promoted.
Yeah, I I'm not going to lie, David. My entire life has been leading up to the point that I am a senior executive. Since I was a child, I have wanted to be a senior executive. So when I turned up, I imagined it being more sort of like, you know, ceremonies and medals and, you know, somebody terrifying shaking my hand in that way that men sometimes do where they crush your hand so that they, you know, that they could kill you, but like in a friend's way.
Gertrude's hands aren't here. And also, you are still 8 hours late.
That's true.
Sounds like Gertrude's hands might be dead.
You know, and if it was a choice between a grand ceremony and being on time, I would be late.
Oh, and you know, normally I would absolutely give you the ceremony. I mean, it's been a very important part of the whole process for so long
now.
But I am just so tied up. You have no idea the paperwork that I have to go through in this position. So this is what we have. And my apologies, it's not the fanfare you were expecting. But
okay, again, fact that you're apologizing to me. You're head of ballistics. I expect sort of presence and anger. And you're sort of like, oh, sorry about the inconvenience. Kind regards.
This is nice. I haven't been insulted once. Thank you, head of ballistics.
Get out of operating.
And you've asked Krexor to get on with his job.
I don't operate in this environment. I don't operate. And oh, it's nice. Oh, it's nice. Oh, would you mind doing this? Could I please push you to one of those? Where's the pointing? Where's the shouting? Where's the kapow? Where's the you can't handle the truth? Because the truth is a lie, and lies are what makes us people.
Also, you shouldn't be nice to Trexel, because, you know, Trexel.
You know, again, this is all wonderful. This is all well and good and stuff that I would absolutely love to be giving you right now. I simply do not have the time. And with that in mind, I believe the... What's your name? David Seven, I think I remember.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
You don't want to just call me clone or you over there or oi?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of clones working around here. I need to know what their names are so I can refer to them. Terribly inefficient if I didn't.
Hey, you know, it's the nicest I've ever been treated, and if it's in the sake of efficiency, so be it. Yes, what can I do for you, head of ballistic Actorax?
We should probably go ahead and get the brief so I can show you what to do so I can move on. I have only about 25 minutes left in my first shift of the day, and I need to finish other things first as well.
Absolutely, great minds. Head of ballistics, may I just ask, how am I supposed to get hold of the brief in this room? It's very dark, and none of the...
Is it perhaps some sort of trial of pain? You have to shove your hand in a glowing red box which shoots pain rays into your hand, because pain is knowledge and suffering is power!
Only the Kwisatz Haderach will best the Gom Jabbar.
Ah, I do remember the days when things were like that to get briefs, but no, I'm afraid. You see the button panel in front of you, David, there, on the table?
Yep.
It's actually not on that panel, it's immediately underneath the table.
Right.
There's a little foot pedal. If you go ahead and press that for me, that should release the brief.
Just fluttering down from the ceiling like a beautiful bird.
There it is.
A bird of war? Could you give me that? It's a bird of war, swooping down to destroy its enemies.
Oh, certainly.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Come on, meet me halfway.
This is from Eula Noz, they. Oh, she is, telling us about Pokey and Beam Spacebore.
She's a snitch.
They've been marked as a threat? Well, what are
she's a snitch. Okay, you can't trust a snitch. Throw it out, burn it.
No. So, listen. So you understand, snitches are our clients in this division. This is what we do. We take people who want to give us information that will benefit Stellar Firma and benefit the board. We take that information on board from them, and we figure out who needs to die. In order to protect the interests of the company, we kill them, I sign a mountain of paperwork, and we move on. That is what business warfare basically entails.
It's just common sense governing.
Do at any point do we give these snitches any sort of quotient or little package of stitches? Just a little package of stitches?
Not here. That would be security. If the snitches snitch on Stellar Firma, that'd be their role. We here actually tend to give them money.
Okay. And if they repeatedly sort of snitch for us and are very good, we kind of, you know, we just rub them behind the ear, you know, of course, because snitches get scritches.
Exactly that. The clone is right on board with it. All right. So in that case, to quickly explain what you would do here from this brief, obviously we need to go through all, there should be some extra information on the page. Once we've gone through all that, I just need you guys to give it a talk over, come up with a couple different suggestions on how we eliminate this person in the way that minimizes liability to the board, and then ship it off to me, job done, I'll finish it up from there.
Actrex, can I call you Actrex?
Sure, yeah.
It's unacceptable. You should have shouted no and said call me head of ballistics, but okay, we'll push on. I'm going to level with you. I've got good news and bad news.
Okay.
The good news is, in terms of organizing the sudden death of people for any particular reason, pretty good. Got a track record as long as a gravestone full of tears.
A track record and a criminal record are subtly, but importantly, different.
Oh, sure, I imagine there's a reason you made it here.
Exactly. It's not because of some really kind of vague but mysterious plot that we spent ages fleshing out. No, it's because I am great at people being dead. Now, in terms of liability, on the other hand, got a worse track record than that. Liability and me go together like oil and water, in that you mix them up together and pour them over a salad as a trick, and you're like, ha ha ha, this is gross, look, it's all separating on your plate, and then someone sues you.
His middle name is Liable.
Trexel KGK brackets Liable Geistman. It's nightmare for forms, because they do those little boxes, you know, those little boxes, like one letter per box. My name is incredibly long and difficult to spell, and I've never once done it the same twice.
Believe me, I know all about forms. All of the paperwork in this place, in this division, it all comes through me now. We used to have secretaries and clones and other people to do this. No, now it all just comes across my desk. So, on that note, though, the good news for you is you don't have to worry about the liability. I will be taking on all of it because, hey, that's what the board says. The board says I get to deal with the liability issues.
We call it a flat management hierarchy, in that you are flattened by its intense, unending pressure.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. I feel so free. I feel so free. Throw a bomb. Don't worry where it lands. Turn away. Don't look back at the explosion, because you're a cool and libous guy. David, the brief.
Right. Yes. Okay. So we the barrel of the gun is pointed at Pokey and Beam Space Law.
Yes.
Oh, Pokey and Beam. They've defended me.
Ah.
I mean, it feels like a shame to kill them, but I'll do it. But they have defended me, and they're pretty... Pokey and Beam, ooh, ooh. Pokey and Beam, ooh, ooh. Nobody's seen, nobody's heard. Pokey and Beam, ooh, ooh. You see in that trash can, it rumbles and rattles, then out pops me with a subpoena and chattels. If you need law and you need it fast, then give us a call. I'll make you coffee in a flask. They're mostly about, you know, snacks.
Law and snacks.
Law and snacks.
Law, snacks, and apparently slightly aimless rhyme schemes.
I do remember that commercial.
We remember it early. It was Pokey and Beam Vittles Limited. And then there were so many lawsuits about the Vittles choking people, they just swung into law.
Yeah.
Well, so the reason they're in conflict with Stella Firma, so I, and that means Eula Noz, has heard that they're taking on a class action space lawsuit in an attempt to restrict Stella Firma's access to underdeveloped planet zones. They think that Stella Firma is adversely affecting the natural progression of space and planetary formation, and hurting people while they do it through carelessness.
No, it's not carelessness, it's willful negligence. There's a difference. You don't know you're doing one, you're actively trying to do the other. Eyes closed.
I can never really work it out with you, to be honest.
What?
Well, you obviously don't care, but there is a streak of malice in you that makes me wonder sometimes.
Yes, I suppose in a way, many of the things I get wrong is because I don't know how things work. But I've also made a very active choice never to learn or try to learn. So, in the wash, when it all comes out, that's willful negligence.
Okay, or malicious carelessness.
Malicious carelessness. Actively horrid whoopsies.
I think they've got a case.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, you know, it would be lovely if there was a way to, you know, a department who could go and talk to them about these things, explain this, maybe, you know, deliver the threats verbally before we have to act on them. But no, this is the way that the board has decided we do business. They're going to bring the lawsuit, we blow them up, and it is more efficient. So,
historically, there has been a mediation department here at Stella Firma, but they tried to mediate a pay rise, and then we mediated them out of an airlock.
It's hard to mediate in a hard vacuum.
Yes. Yes, exactly, and ever since then, it's just us.
There's only really two settings here at Stella Firma. One is, hey buddy, wanna buy a planet? And the second one is, kaboom, you're dust!
Well, so their greatest strength, the thing we really have to watch out for, they can spell any word right on their first try, which makes them look and sound really, really smart.
Well, maybe we shouldn't cross them.
Well...
Oh, that was the easiest way to go from Vittles into law, I assume. You just have to appear very smart. The bar is not very difficult, the space bar. It's not difficult to pass.
No. No, it's just a bar in space. You can fly around it. It's not infinitely long and high, and space is quite big. You just navigate around it. Have I misunderstood what the bar is? It's not like a bar in space, just hovering.
No, you've basically got the premise right, I think.
There used to be an exam, but at a certain point we all agreed that revision is irritating, and exams take up time. So that's when the actual bar came into play.
That's about where we stand at this point.
Okay, I've hopped over the space bar, let me into a quarter room.
Yeah.
And they're like, hang on a minute, show me a snap from your holes. And you do, and they're like, well, that's the space bar.
I mean, if you look at Stella Firma, we don't have any judges or justice system or whatever. We just have Imogen. So it's not as though there's such a demand for it anymore. The regulations have lagged.
That's true. I mean, Hartrow and you, Trexel, were the prosecution and defense in my trial, and neither of you are both definitely, like, you've been a lot of bars, but you haven't passed the bar exam. You actually can't pass a bar. You have to go into a bar if you see it.
Well, I'm only human, David. What am I supposed to go past and not see if they've got unguarded whiskey?
Well, if you want to pass the bar, you do.
Well, I don't want to pass the bar.
Well, then you'll never be a lawyer.
You can't handle the truth, and the truth is I can't pass the bar.
Speaking of people who've passed the bar, their greatest weakness is, Eula Noz believes that they're germophobes. She says specifically they hate public door handles.
How do they feel about private door handles? Your secret special... the door handle that you only show to a significant other.
Eula Noz doesn't really make that very clear. She just says specifically they hate public door handles.
Ah, fair enough. Okay, well, Actorax, I've got an answer for you. You fill a bomb with vomit and shoot it at them. Done. Case closed. We can go home? We go home now?
Why wouldn't you just fill the bomb full of explosives?
Well, because they're germophobes, David. You've got to use the brief. Otherwise, it's just like, hello, we've got to kill them. Kill them with a bomb. You know, there's no art to that. There's no... You want them to know it was you.
Right.
You
know? So we
like
have
like an intergalactic horse's head in your exploded bed.
Okay, we've kind of got to make it ironic or appropriate in some way.
Sure, and also, just to make it absolutely clear, I deal with so much of the logistics and the admin of this whole thing. Bombs themselves, just straightforward bombs, are so much more paperwork than you would think they are. You come up with these really complicated schemes, and they're very, very difficult to pull off, very elaborate things you have to do, and somehow, despite being that much more work, they are that much less paperwork, so I tend to like
really?
It to be a little bit more on the creative side.
There isn't just a tick box that said, we exploded them, tick please.
Oh, no, but see, the reason is that the regulatory people have had a lot of time to make forms up around bombs because they've thought of bombs before. But as you say, dumping vomit on somebody, we might not have done that before. There's only really one form, which is to say we did a new thing. It's vomit. Here you go. Job done. So the more creative you get, the less paperwork I have to do.
It's hard to legislate around incomprehensible actions. As such, they are encouraged.
Fine, okay, I'm happy to indulge. Okay, right, okay, so, picture the scene. You open the hatch to your floating space law office.
I've passed the bar, and I am a space lawyer.
And I say, hello there, I'm a door-to-door salesman. And I just start flinging doors at you, just flinging a door, like, ha-ha, wang, wah, flang.
And I'm like, I've been hit in the face with a door. It's quite heavy, but
Now look at the door. Now look at the door.
Okay.
Specifically look at the handle.
Okay, what's going on there?
Sniff the handle.
Okay.
What's it smell of?
I will need to be told because this is a role play.
No, David, come on. What's it smell of?
Oh, you want me to...
Smell the mime.
No.
Don't come up with your own idea.
Oh.
You have to smell the mime.
Okay.
Because I know what it's covered in.
Okay.
But smell the mime and tell me what's on it.
Cardamom.
Cardamom.
Yeah.
Cardamom?
Cardamom.
So you think that my plan to upset germophobes with door handles is to cover them in delightful cardamom?
Yeah, I do have to be honest with you. The idea is losing itself a little bit if you're going to give it cardamom scent. I was thinking it might be something like a bathroom door or something.
You know what, Actorax? That's what I was going for. But David here apparently hasn't got an acute mime nose. Give me the door, David. Give me the door, Hover.
Bathroom door, yes. I imagine Bathin would apply some sort of cardamom aftershave.
Okay, you know what? The mime's over. You know
what?
The mime's over. David's ruined it.
What?
As
what?
With everything,
what?
David's ruined it.
I'd
don't even try, Actorax. I've spent weeks with this fool, and it's just, there's no pot of gold at the end of this greasy rainbow. It was spit, David. I'd licked all the door handles,
right,
thus to upset them.
Okay, now that doesn't work because I do know that you have drunk so much alcohol that your spit is sterile.
Germs can't live in him. The environment is just too hostile.
Ooh, good point. Yes, the natural bacteria in my body is all dead, which you'd think would make me clean, and yet somehow I'm still dirty. Who can say why? Science is baffled. Also, science hasn't checked, because science is hiding from me. I think I saw science once, but then again, it could have been a goose. Oh, the terrible honking goose.
All right, so this is a good start to a brief here, but...
Is it?
It's a start. I would say, you know, again, I give you very good marks. I asked for creativity and something that we wouldn't have done before. You've certainly given me that. But there, where it's lacking some kind of je ne sais quoi.
There's a joie de vivre, perhaps.
Okay, maybe
yeah, you know.
You need something sort of ironic and sort of related to what they're doing, so that Stella Firma really sends a message.
Yeah.
Not only have we destroyed you, but anybody watching thinks twice before they cross us.
Well, I caught a holovid about a lawyer's office once.
Which one? Which one of the lawyer procedurals did you catch?
Oh, Klasky and Highbone.
Klasky and Highbone, will they kiss at the end? Ah, they never do.
See, I only saw one episode, but there was a lot of longing looks.
Yeah, oh, the looks are longing. The lips never touch.
Well, I do know that one thing that I think lawyers do, or somebody who works with a lawyer, but people get served. But not like a waiter, not like a lovely
like
drink.
Like in tennis?
They sort of run at people with piece of paper and then slap them with them. And then when they peel it away, what was written on the paper is then written on the person's face, and that identifies them as a crime doer. And then a judge turns up and reads the piece of paper that's kind of on their face, their sort of tattoo, and then serves a sentence.
A flawless system, with no chance of abuse.
So we could serve Pokey and or Beam with this piece of paper, slap it upon their faces, and when they're like, oh no, the ink is on my face, and they touch their face and maybe they sniff their fingers, they find out that we have been harvesting the droppings of space cats.
Oh, that is the worst. You know when you go into a room and you see, oh, there's a space cat in it. It's got an event. Oh, I don't know how, but you just shoo it out. It's just part of the daily routine here at Stella Firma. And then you get that kind of sickly twang in the back of your nose, and you know that somewhere in a room, this cat's done a whoopsie. And because it's a hover cat, it could be anywhere. It could be inside a wall sconce. It could be on top of your cupboard. You're never going to find that, and you've just got to start a fire and walk away.
Sure, and they can't burn down their own face, so they're stuck with it.
No, I should know. I tried.
Yeah, and, well, I mean, you've slapped it on their face, and then I assume they just sort of spontaneously expire.
If they truly are a germaphobe of that calibre, they'll just spontaneously implode in a pop of soap bubbles.
We are moving in the correct direction here. This is a good suggestion, especially because, as we know, there are just so many of these hovering cats around the station. Yeah, I suppose it is better than those hover rats that were here before the cats evolved to catch them. But, well...
Tough times.
You take what you can get, I suppose. The only issue I would have with that particular suggestion with this brief is, it's not very violent.
Are you sure that is your only issue?
We are warfare. We're business warfare.
Actrax, don't worry. I've got us covered. They're so distracted with all of the cat feces on their face that they don't realise that we've snuck up behind them and tied a big rocket to their back that says Acme, and they whoosh up into the sky, and we all watch as the fireworks glitter and explode in space.
Yes, but we make those fireworks say, with love from Stella Firma.
Oh, more threatening. Stella Firma, you wouldn't want it to happen to you.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah, no, that's good.
Perfect. Well, I know I'm not in charge here, but also, I'm always in charge everywhere, so I say it's done. Pop it up the tube, David. What do we do? There's no tube. It sort of floated down from the ceiling.
Yeah,
how do we submit it? Do you sort of fold it into a bird and throw it wistfully into the air?
Oh, no, of course not. Do you think that this table is so ominous looking for absolutely no reason? No. See, on the console in front of you, David 7, I know that you did press the button to allow this speaker robot into the room at the beginning of the
start
meeting
button.
Here. Yeah, there is an end button. Don't press that one, whatever you do. That one will self-destruct the room. That's a last resort in case we have anyone on board that we need to take care of course.
Okay, I'm just going to put
end as in end of life.
Yeah,
it's a very ambiguous button. I like it.
Just going to put a cup over that button.
Coward.
Very good idea. There is a submit button immediately past that one. If you press that, the center of the table will open up and you can drop the brief in there. It will make its way to me.
Okay. Oh, it's just a sort of big sucking maw. I thought it was going to be a little hole, but the entire table just becomes sort of
Now, that's frightening. I like it.
I like it, too. It's one of my favorite things about being in this division. Anyway, I am so sorry. I would ask you at this point if you have any questions or I can help you with anything else, but I really have to go. I have another meeting to get to right now, and I have to obviously make a decision of what we're going to do about these lawyers. So, lovely to meet you all, even though I didn't meet you all and can't see your faces and will not recognize you next time I see you. Bye!
Bye! There she goes.
Right.
I didn't like her. Not violent enough.
What?
She said lovely to see you. I wanted something more like war to see you. Kaboom!
She
and then someone
nice.
Throws an axe into a table.
For once, someone was nice.
Nice in comparison. Still quite murdery.
Yeah, nice, David. But if you think about it, nice whilst also calmly deciding upon the deaths of people she's never met, so...
We started by making planets that killed everyone was on them.
But that wasn't the point of
death
the planets,
death becomes
David.
You, and you become death. You are literally a destroyer of worlds.
I have become death. Would you like me to sign anything?
No, actually. No. Unless you're supposed to sign the briefs, but we've never done that. So, probably not. It's fine.
Okay, well, David, once again, we have come into a room that I do not know where it is. That corridor was long, and that slide was very twisty, so I'm going to wander around and see if I can find... Maybe there's a new bar, David! Maybe there's a new bar! Better than a cosmic lounge! Better than the astral bar! Probably better than the asteroid booth, because a punch in the face is better than that. So I'm going to go look for that. I can't be banned from something I haven't found yet. That would be ridiculous. So you just stay here in this terrifying, ominous room without a bed and apparently lots of buttons that will murder you, and I'll see you tomorrow, I suppose.
Okay. Yes. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now, how do I get this screen working? There is a button here that says monitor, but I don't trust it.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Bathin was played by Travis McElroy. Head of Ballistic Affairs Actorax was played by Annie Fitch. Editing was by Maddie Sell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, join our Reddit community on r/rustyquill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.